You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
All right, we got Jason here with Everybody's Hungry, and Sandy's over there filming now, taking pictures. What, the fireman's in the room, and all of a sudden...
She seemed kind of excited about a fireman.
Yeah, because he didn't even wear his uniform.
I know,
so
we did trick
I'm not that thrilled.
We told her that he was
going to wanted to see the uniform, and I told you about that.
I didn't realize you had an affinity for men in uniform.
Okay, so why don't you... we got Jason with Everybody's Hungry. Why don't you introduce your guest?
Sure. Today's Hungry Man segment is brought to you by County Fire Protection. County Fire Protection is a family tradition providing fire safety and fire equipment to Ventura County since 1959. Whether you're a restaurant or small business in need of fire suppression and sprinkler systems, or a private citizen looking for peace of mind in the kitchen, County Fire Protection is a resource to call on. You can call them at 805-650-1971 for assessment, or visit them at cofirepro.com.
You did that very well.
It was my first time. It was a little stumbly.
Really? No, you sounded pretty good. I mean, except for slurring and stumbling.
I made that up at 5 o'clock this morning.
5 o'clock.
Not too shabby.
Congratulations. Sandy still slept for 2 more hours.
We'll go back and see Kelly at County Fire.
Yeah, she just rolled on in here at 7:03. You know, here she is with her pajamas on.
We'll get Kelly over at Fire Protection to work with it on me.
We'll have it down.
We'll have it down.
We're going to have it down. So what's happening on Everybody's Hungry?
Everybody, you know, we're excited about this guest this morning. My segment's usually about specific foods and restaurants, but as you know, Tom and Sandy, who's in the corner, a couple weeks ago we had the big Camarillo Springs fire.
She's wearing her dunce cap.
Yes. And during that fire, it burned over 28,000 acres, and it got me to thinking about grilling season, campfires, kitchen, cooking, and we want to make sure that we're giving people great information. So today we have Captain Mike Limberry, the Ventura County Fire Department. He's going to join us to talk about safety tips and a great way to keep yourself safe in the kitchen, the campfire, and when you're out grilling with friends. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
It's a great time to have you here. I appreciate it. Obviously, we had a lot of men and women out fighting those fires a couple weeks ago, and your service is to be commended. We really appreciate all the efforts. We had a lot of people saved and minimal damage to structure. But, you know, with everyone out of the national parks and in their backyards, this is an opportunity to bring awareness to protection. What are some great tips that we can start putting out there to the listeners?
You know, we're at Memorial Day weekend now. I think we all are aware of that. And it's that time of year where we traditionally kick off summer. And we're going to be breaking out the grills. We're going to be breaking out the gas barbecues and doing a lot of cooking and getting everybody together in the family. And I think it's just really important to look at things and think about that. One of the things I like to recommend with the gas grill is to get it in there and make sure we service it before we use it. If it's been sitting there for the winter, sitting in a corner, getting cobwebs all over it, you know, we want to make sure that we don't have any leaks, our burners are functioning properly. It's okay, Jason, I got it from you.
We didn't have our coffee this morning.
No, I haven't had my second cup for sure. But, you know, a lot of people, they'll get up there and they'll turn their grill on and you know, I think I hear a leak. And before they light it off.
Right.
And what do? They take the utility lighter and they run it
right
along the line. Let
and
me
poof.
See. Yeah.
And it blows up in your face.
It's not really good for facial and arm hair, I'll tell
you.
No,
I got
right
rid
now.
Of my goatee that way
That's
once.
That's right.
we don't want that to happen again.
It's a little bit tough, but it will curl your hair up front if you need it. But
And you were mentioning to me earlier about the tank, and there was something I wasn't aware of. And in regards to how much we're filling in, that's something that we should really be focusing on as well, right?
Right. You know, when we're refilling our propane tanks, we want to be aware of the temperature, you know, the ambient temperature of the day when we're filling it. If we fill it on a 65-degree day and then we're storing it in a 120-degree, room or garage or something like that, it's got a vent, and that's going to expand inside the tank, and it will tend to pop that vent and release propane. And it can be discomforting. And if it's in a garage, propane's heavier than air. If it falls and finds your water heater spark, you could end up with a big problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
These are things you don't even think about.
No, I was blown away on that one.
Yeah. Because I keep mine. I've got propane, and I have always one in the tank. And then right behind the barbecue, I keep one. So I would say it's always in 70-degree, 80-degree,
sure.
You know, because Moorpark doesn't get that hot. But it's never enclosed where it could expand and go...
Right.
You know, and explode on you.
And a lot of people use propane grills. One of the things that I took off the notes that I thought was a no-brainer, but it apparently is not, is starting the propane grill with the lid open. And it's for the same kind of reasons, right? We don't want that gas to build up underneath the lid.
Absolutely. You know, we all have the electronic igniters, and we'll turn it on. We'll turn the burner on. We'll get distracted. Oh, man, I got to put a little more marinade on my chicken. And then we'll hit the igniter as that propane filled up, and it'll blow that lid right up.
Yeah, I've had it happen.
If you're sticking your head over the top of that, it's not going to be really pleasant when it hits your chin.
No.
When we're looking through, the American Burn Association reported upwards of 66% of burns occur in the home or around the cooking area. But one area that we want to bring to everyone's attention is children. I mean, because that's a huge factor, especially around the summer grilling. Children are always running around. Mm-hmm. You want to keep a nice perimeter around your grill as well, kind of a no-kid zone.
Absolutely. You know, the Grossman Burn Center, one of the best burn centers in the country down here, they say that 70% of their admissions are under 5 years old. That's a really astounding.
And these are kids, walking up maybe and putting their hand on the barbecue, reaching to get a hot dog or something.
I mean, natural curiosity.
Yeah.
That hot dog, that panhandle on top of the stove.
Oh, man, you can fry yourself on those.
Yeah, all of that is so intriguing to them, and they want to get in there and check it out, you know, naturally, and they'll get in there. And it's really tragic because they're smaller. A burn to them is more percentage of the surface area of their body. And it's harder to treat, and it's going to affect them more, you know, with the infections that the follow and the skin grafts and everything.
And you mentioned something really important, too, the panhandles. You know, we're talking about grills initially, but we got to move into the kitchen. When you're leaving your pots on the stove, panhandles are an easy way to snag. They're a natural grab kind of, you know, like you said, the curiosity of what's up there.
And absolutely.
So let's make sure we're turning those handles inward.
Right.
Or using the back of the stove, correct?
Back burners are good. You know, my best burner's up front. So I always turn the panhandle over so it's over the counter. My wife actually got a pretty serious burn last September, just spilling a cup of hot tea on herself that turned into an infection later, 2 weeks later.
Ooh.
And when she burned, she jumped up so fast, she snapped her neck. And she just had to have surgery for that. I mean, so the burns, I mean, so
well,
many things can happen.
You talk about a bad thing happening all at the same time.
I just shook my head and I go, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
You know, three things
Are you kidding?
Out of one thing. So you have to have that safety area around the stove. And I want to go back to the kids because you have to have that safety area around your stove and your barbecue. And, you know, wear the tight-fitting stuff. My grandma always used to wear an apron when we went there for Thanksgiving or whatever, you know, and it may be a little passe now, but you know what? An apron is a good thing because it gathers everything up.
And tightens it all down.
You got a place to wipe your hands, too.
You know, there's one tip.
And you need that.
That's right.
I've ruined more shirts wiping my hands.
Well, I can imagine. Well, you get a lot of stuff from
I get a lot of stuff on myself eating anyway.
You know, I was sitting with Captain Mike on Thursday, and we were talking through, and he gave me an awesome tip that I would have never come up with. We're talking about the kitchen. And especially unattended children, time you get distracted, you're out, you're cooking, and you decide, oh, crap.
I'm kind of like an unattended child.
Yeah, I don't, you don't like the song on the radio or whatever, and you leave the kitchen to change or do something, and you leave it unattended. What was the tip you gave me, Captain Mike?
You know, we always suggest you walk away. If you're cooking, walk away with a utensil in your hand, whether a wooden spoon, a potato masher, a meat grinder, whatever.
Something that reminds you that you got issues and items in the kitchen.
Yeah, just walk away from it. I'm going to tell another wife story. I got home the other night from work and smelled the corn. And it didn't smell like corn, you know. So my wife actually walked away, started texting with her friends, and forgot she was cooking. I said, put a spoon in your hand.
Yeah, put a spoon in your hand. Well, Captain Mike, we appreciate it. We're kind of running short on time, but
no problem.
A lot of great information. We want to send you, everyone, also to fire.countyofventura.org. There's some more great tips there. If you need assistance or some community education outreach, you can also call 805-389-9724. The county is really putting together a lot of great individuals that are battling these fires, providing great safety tips. Extinguishers, too. We want to talk about, real quick, everyone should have an extinguisher readily available near their kitchen, in their home.
Yes.
And it's got to be an ABC. And I was talking to the County Fire Protection yesterday.
Yeah.
They said A is for ash, B is for boil, and C is for current. So you got to be able to cover anything that burns and leaves ash, anything
ABC.
That's boiling liquid, and anything that's going to conduct a current. So
absolutely.
We actually have one of these to give away today. They were generous enough over at County Fire Protection to donate a 2.5-pound extinguisher. We want to give that to a lucky listener who may not have one in their home right now.
You know, let me throw in a first aid kit, too, because I can get you some first aid kits. I'm going to throw in a number 25 OSHA-approved first aid kit with that, because that will cover up to 25 people by OSHA standards, okay? So we'll do a first aid kit and the fire extinguisher. I got this fire extinguisher right in front of me right now. It is a beauty. I believe it's a 2.5-pounder.
That's correct.
Which they're very easy to use. You pull the pin, you push the button right here, you pull the handle up, and you can put out the fire. You got a grease fire in your house. ABC is the one you want to use because it'll put out any kind of fire, like you just said. If it's just an AB, it's not what you want, okay?
So
ABC.
And a first aid kit.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to write up an article about some of these tips as well to put on everybodyshungry.org. So check us out there.
Excellent. 650. What's our number? Zero. What is our number also? My mind went crazy. 650-1590. We'll take caller number 12 on that one. 650-1590. Thank you, gentlemen. Great job.
Thanks, Kevin and Mike.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.